Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're here to announce the formation of Buffalo Pro Soccer Youth and the agreement we've reached with FC Buffalo to bring their current academy structure under our umbrella. So happy to take any questions, but the purpose of this and the purpose of or a main goal of forming a professional soccer team in Buffalo is to cultivate and foster the exceptional talent that we have in the youth ranks in this city and give them a clear, direct pathway to the professional game here in Buffalo and then around the world. So this is a great first step towards that, and I just want to thank Nick Mandola and everybody at FC Buffalo for laying such a great foundation for us to get to this point.
Feel free to talk a little bit about the significance of the partnership and what goes into it as Pete, obviously you attained the goal of bringing a USL championship team here to Buffalo.
Yeah, so it's absolutely essential. USL, and for good reason, won't even allow expansion teams in unless they have an academy structure or an agreement to begin an academy structure. That is because this is the way to grow the game in the U.S., again, to cultivate those exceptional young talents that exist all across this country, but without the direct pathway to the professional game, are getting lost. What FC Buffalo has done in their academy, laying this groundwork over the past few years, allows us to more easily come in and identify the top players who really have, whether it's professional or collegiate or whatever potential that may be, give them the best opportunity to develop. And ideally, and I fully expect, as happens across the country in USL markets, taking players who grew up here and giving them their first professional contracts and their first professional minutes here in their hometown, and then, you know, sky's the limit from there.
Hey, feel free to talk about, you've built up FC Buffalo from the ground up and now partnering with Pete here in the goal of getting the USL team here. Just talk about your involvement and just your thoughts on the partnership overall itself too.
Yeah, look, when we first started talking with Peter, who played for us over a decade ago, it's a relationship that has been there. And I can remember talking with him. I tell a lot of people this. I can remember talking to him on a road trip in like some random middle of the Ohio. I can't even tell you what city it was, but this was always something that was interesting to him. And the USL has set up a structure that we found attractive, and we've moved our women's team there now as well. And what's important is that from moment one, Peter expressed the same things that we wanted to do. And he's acquiring the resources to make that better. So when I'm able to talk to the, 70, 80 families that are involved in FC Buffalo and say, hey, this is the investment and the trust you put in us, this is something that there will be more resources, there will be more behind it. It becomes something that they want to aspire to, right? It becomes something for them. So like Peter's just pushing the right buttons and we're there to lend whatever we can along the way, because you got to be humble enough to just want something to happen. It's not about you, and I think together we can do something special.
And where are they going to play?
So right now they're going to be playing at the same fields that they have been playing at under the FC Buffalo Academy structure. We do have plans in the future as part of our stadium to give a permanent home to the Academy, but we're not quite ready to get there yet.
Do you have any sites that you're considering?
I do, but I can't speak to them right now.
Is there any inkling about that that space near the old Buffalo News building that maybe is a front runner?
Well, that is a as I've said and has been reported on countless times, that's a phenomenal stadium site for us as a professional soccer team, but also for the city and the residents of Buffalo and Western New York. Having said that, it's not the only site that checks those boxes, and it's not the only site that we are very far down the road with.
Are there other sites? Is the state going to be putting in anything?
I can't comment on that right now.
Can you comment upon your lobbying efforts with state officials regarding that?
I can say we've spoken to, you know, the people that we need to be speaking to at the state, at the city, at the county, and this has been viewed largely favorably, but there's certainly no commitments from anybody at this point, and we're working.
Is it maybe more a little bit of a challenge given the fact that the state budget will be coming out here soon enough and the hope that maybe you can get I believe it's the $20 million figure. Mm-hmm. That's very, are you confident that is still a possibility?
I think it is a possibility, but listen, it's not my decision. I can present the facts and present the numbers, and then it's up to other people to make that choice. And that is why, because that part of it is out of my and my investors' hands, that's why we've pursued these other options that we can do either entirely or almost entirely privately. In the event that decision goes a different way, we're ready to go elsewhere, and it's in sites that this absolutely works.
What can you tell us about any of the other sites? Is there anything that you can give insight into? I mean, obviously, I think the goal would be that downtown site next to the old Buffalo News, but if the funding isn't there, then, you know, plan B, plan C, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I guess. I don't really know that I would even position it that way. You know, as I've said before, the cobblestone Buffalo News HSBC atrium lot, it would have the biggest impact on the city of Buffalo and its residents. But having said that, these other sites are in the city of Buffalo. They've been vetted. They absolutely work for a professional soccer team, and they'll benefit the city as well. You know, it's just one is right in the heart of downtown in a stadium district, and could potentially convert a sea of parking lots into something greater than that.
Are you confident that if that site in particular doesn't work out, that the team can still thrive outside of that downtown element?
Absolutely. I will tell you, we are not going to build a stadium somewhere where I don't believe we're going to thrive and where the numbers don't back up that we're going to thrive. I've got too many people who have put their trust and their money behind this project to pick something that I don't think is going to make it worth their while.
Still ready to go next year?
March of 26. So, yeah, I guess so.
You could have a Bills stadium, and you could have a brand new soccer stadium.
Yeah,
it could absolutely be a big year for us.
It could definitely be a big year. And with, you know, on this academy conversation, I've been looking around. I think there are some players in this ecosystem right now from Buffalo, from Western New York, who might be playing in that stadium in 2026. And, I mean, that would be a dream.
With the way that everything kind of planning going forward, I mean, this partnership is a significant announcement, at least on the step going forward. Where from here in terms of personnel, front office, player signings, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, so a big part of this agreement, Ryan DiNunzio and Nikki Bartholomew, who have been coaching and working with Nick on the FC Buffalo youth side, are coming over to the Buffalo Pro Soccer umbrella. So they've shown that they know what they're doing, and they've shown that they're assets to soccer in this community, and I'm thrilled that they can now be assets to the Buffalo Pro Soccer mission. But yes, this is going to ramp up quickly, and there will be a lot of staffing announcements in the coming months here.
And Nick, do you have a role to play in that as well, as now a partner with the Buffalo Pro Soccer group in terms of who you might be thinking or might be a good fit here in Buffalo?
I mean, we know a lot of people, and of course we'll tell Peter who we think is best, you know, for his operation. But with this plan, you know, we're gearing up for our USL W League season. We're gearing up for our USL League 2 season. We certainly, you know, of course, everybody, I mean, let's put it this way. Peter's doing right now what everybody dreams of doing. And so, of course, you know people who might want to fill a role or whatever, but that's the fun of what he gets to do next, right? So all advised, but you know, you got to trust in the process. We learned that from the Bills, right?
Peter, one of the things you discuss about the youth soccer is that you will certainly be able to identify top tier players and you'll have additional resources. what additional resources and what else are you going to do for non-top tier players, people that just want to play to have fun, rec league
style? Yeah, well, so the plan is to have affiliate programs with currently existing youth soccer clubs throughout Western New York and Southern Ontario, and we're starting those conversations. It won't be a ton, and it'll be very select clubs, but to them, we'll be providing coaching education, some funding for additional coaching licenses, and numerous other resources, including access to our professional coaches when they're here and our players when they're here up in 2026. Probably one of the most important things for me was fostering these players as people and helping them achieve their best future, whether that is in professional soccer or not, because the truth is, for 99% of them, it's not going to be in professional soccer at any level. So we hired Liz Atia and Justin Rogers, who are college counselors in the area, to come on board and provide free college counseling for members of the FC Buffalo, or I'm sorry, of the Buffalo Pro Soccer Youth Club. And we are going to, as the youth club and academy develops, we're going to extend what they're going to do and the access that players and their families have to these elite college counselors.
Any update in terms of the identity of the pro soccer team? Anything with like the team name, the colors, the logo?
We're working on it. We have actively started working on it. So that wasn't the case until we got to a certain point, and now we're moving.
Yeah. Okay, where are you with that? Actively working on it. That leaves a lot open for interpretation.
Our survey that we put out months ago now, a couple months ago now, did have a write-in on colors, names, branding, identity, all of that. And, you know, we got roughly 2,000 responses on that. So we've now gone through all of those, put together what it seems like Buffalo, at least what that survey indicates, Buffalo wants to see represented in their club, and we're having internal meetings. We've built out a creative council of local Buffalo visual artists, graphic artists, just creative, successful people who are helping advise us on the direction that they think we should go in, and we want to build a club, and we want to build everything around that is representative of Buffalo and Western New York. So we need to bring people in who are able to help us get there.
Anything we missed?
No, I think there are countless examples right now, and more every month, it seems, of players coming off through USL academies, Louisville City with Josh and Elijah Winder most recently, who come up through the academy, local kids, who then play their first minutes and played their first minutes successfully for their club in USL. Elijah Winder was just transferred to LA Galaxy, the current MLS champs, and his younger brother Josh last year was transferred over to Benfica, one of the largest clubs in the world in Portugal. That is a pathway that is happening already in USL, and we're going to bring it here to Buffalo. 46 current active USL Championship players represented their senior national team in World Cup qualifying, Africa Cup of Nations, CONCACAF, and Europa Nations League in 2024. This is an opportunity for really elite global players to come to Buffalo, and for players coming up in Buffalo to turn into really elite global players.
And Nick, any closing thoughts?
I mean, I would just add on the women's side, an FC Buffalo player is on a USL Super League side, a fully professional. She was drafted in the National Women's Soccer League. So the strides that the strides that women's soccer has taken worldwide has been unbelievable. And we've seen, obviously, what women's sports have done in basketball and volleyball, selling out Big Ten stadium. So I think it's really important to point out that sort of growth is happening everywhere. And Buffalo, apparently, for all the work there is to do on the boys' side, has been almost a mecca in this corner for women's soccer talent, which is why our team is so good in the W League, and you should come see it this spring and summer.